The game we're looking at is called Swamp. It's a first-person shooter, and it's an audio game, and it has become extremely popular. And for good reason. It's got a lot going for it. It's got cool controls, good sounds, interesting story, quests, missions, player interaction, weapons, you know, it's a good deal. Oh, and it's got zombies, which is always fun. So, it's a first-person shooter, and we're going to take a look at it both offline and online. We're going to go offline first to get used to the controls and talk about the various systems. Then we'll go online and kill things with other people. Okay, so here we go. We're going to launch the game.
Welcome to Swamp, version 2.4 by Approved.
And, of course, this is version 2.4, and I will give the address to get the game at the end of this podcast, and I'll also put it in the description because it's a really hard address to spell. At least it is for me. So we're at the main menu, and we have a number of options. We
multiplayer game.
Can go online. That's multiplayer. We can
custom maps for practicing offline.
Get a custom map for practicing offline.
Your name is Liam. Press enter to change it.
Hey, that's my name.
Your password is set. Press enter to hear what it is or to change it.
My password is set. We don't need to hear what that is because it's mine.
Mike.
Voice set to 25. Press enter to change
it. Then we can change our voices. There's, I believe, 28 or 29 voices. I am using Mike because it works for me, but there are tons of voices to choose from, and I'm not going to go over them because that's not what this podcast is about.
Stereo sound test.
Of course, we have the stereo sound test to make sure our speakers are correct. Let's do that.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
Well, we're correct. Okay, so you guys can also use that to orient yourselves while you're listening to this as well.
No graphics. Press enter to change it.
Don't need graphics.
Mouse sensitivity set to lowest. Press enter to change it.
We should get into that. So, the game uses the mouse, and you really, 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 really need a mouse. If you don't have one, seriously, go on Amazon, get one for $10. Get a USB mouse, you're set. If you're playing on a laptop, you can use your trackpad. That'll work fine. You might be sitting here going, well, I don't need a mouse. Why, you know, this is stupid. And you're correct. You don't really need one. But if you want to be a proficient shot, you're not going to be able to do it by strafing. So I recommend a mouse. Seriously, get one.
You've played over 1 day, 19 hours, 2 minutes. Playing a prone swamp.
Wow, I've played a lot.
Exit the game.
Exit the game.
Multiplayer game. Custom maps.
All right, so we're going to do a custom map here. And this will just give us a chance to talk about the controls and what we do.
Choose your settings. Map set to multi 1. Press enter to change it.
We're going
to
use multi 1.
Zombie set to 0. Press enter to change it.
Okay, there's no zombies on the map right now. We're going to leave it that way and we'll come back and change it once we've gone through the controls.
Zombie spawn at borders. Press enter to change it.
We're going to have them spawn randomly.
Loot set to 150. Press enter to change it.
Loot's fine. We'll get into that later.
You start at the default location. Press enter to change it.
Yes, I want to start there.
Fully armed. Press enter to change it.
Yes, because I want to show you weapons.
Launch map.
All right. Now we have launched our map, and I won't go through every single key, but your navigation keys are A, S, and D. A is to strafe left, D is to strafe right, S is to walk backwards. If you want to walk forwards, put your hand over on your mouse and click the right mouse button. There we go. Ran forward a little bit. W will tell us our direction.
East.
Which is east. Shift W will change between walking and running.
Walk. Run.
I want to run. Z.
15 loaded, 1,215 total rounds of 9mm ammo for your Glock 19.
Tells us how much our Glock has. 15 rounds in the gun and a lot of 9mm ammo.
100% health. You are not wearing any armor.
X will tell us our health.
No shots fired yet.
C gives us our accuracy and percentage.
Current location is safe zone.
V is important, gives us our current location, and we don't have a beacon set. You would press B for that, and that would tell us where we're going. And it tells you as the crow flies, and so it does not take into account walls or other things that could get in your way. Also, you can press Control C.
You have reputation at our level with experience. Your next level requires zero experience.
And if we were in the game, this would actually be filled with variables. The more reputation you have, the more you can buy things. Consider reputation like money. You use reputation to buy weapons, go on quests, start missions. you know, things of that nature. Now, you're probably like, well, how do we know where we are? And that is a really good question, and I have to be honest, for the first half hour I played this, I literally just stumbled around not knowing where I was going until I read about what are called beacons. And beacons are your best friend. The grave key through the equals key combined with shift will let you switch from beacons. And these are various points around the map, kind of like, you know, breadcrumbs or transponders to let you know where they are. So if I hit shift grave, whatever, I will set off the safe zone beacon, which should beep really fast because, well, we're in the safe zone.
Tracking safe zone, go west 15 tiles.
Okay.
Tracking off.
So that tells me that we are just west of the door of the safe zone, and usually they orient the beacons to the doors of the places, which again is a little confusing because let's say you're behind something. Well, you can't just run through a wall to get the door, so you have to go around, but we'll get to that. So we have to go west. Now, if we hold down shift and do our strafe keys, our A and our D keys, we can turn 90 degrees. Actually, excuse me, 45 degrees.
Eddie.
So 45 northeast.
North.
Mm-hmm.
NW. West.
West. Okay, so we moved 180. So yeah, each turn is 45 degrees, and as I was pointing out, that's fine if you, you know, want to make really sharp turns, but if you're targeting, you're obviously not going to want to do that. So let's head out of the safe zone. We'll turn on our beacon.
Tracking safe zone, go west 15 tiles.
And I'll do that.
Enter the safe zone, leaving the safe zone. Track it off.
All right, turn that off. You can choose the beacon again to turn it off again. So if you're tracking the safe zone, you can press shift grave to turn it off again. And we have a number of places we can go to. We can go to that safe zone, which we are at.
Tracking gas station, go west 179 tiles. Tracking auto mart, go southwest 172 tiles. Tracking Kmart, go southwest 120. Tracking pet store, go south 181 tiles. Tracking hardware store, go south 175. Tracking bridge, go southeast 170 tiles. Tracking Sam's house, go southeast 203 tiles.
Then we can go to people's houses. We can go to the factory. And if you are level 8,
tracking safe zone, go east, tracking off.
There we go. You can go to the destroyed business. And there's a way to get to the second part of the map, which we're not going to discuss. So let's walk around a little bit. There's no zombies to get in our way. We're just going to kind of cruise. And let's pick an arbitrary point. Let's go to the
tracking gas station. Go with 179 tiles.
Gas station. All right, so we're just going to take off. Okay. Now, since I'm hearing it, I should probably bring up what you're hearing, which if you hear flies buzzing, that is loot. And loot is good. There we go. Let's pick up some loot. Of course, you're picking stuff up from corpses. Yay, looting corpses.
Well, shotgun shells.
All right, I found some shotgun shells, which are really good for the shotgun. So while we're going, let's talk about the weapons. We got some time.
Axe equipped.
All right, we have an axe, which we can swing to take things' heads off.
Riot shield equipped.
We have a riot shield, which we use to deflect zombies, and that's one of the map 2 weapons.
Cap 19 equipped. We have a Glock. 15 rounds, and you have 1,200 rounds.
19.
Cap 17 equipped.
We have the Glock 17, which is empty.
Cap 19 equipped. 15 rounds, and you have 1,000.
Yeah, so we have two Glocks.
Browning Satori equipped. Has 2 rounds, and you have.
We have the Browning Satori, which is a shotgun. Makes really nice holes in things. We have the Brunelli, which is another shotgun. And one cool thing about several of these weapons is they have alternate modes. So like this bull shotguns, you can just fire them.
Scatter shot.
Or you can press T to toggle the weapon mode. And now we have scatter shot, which has the ability to hit multiple enemies. And of course, you know, your Glocks have your silencers. So let's move on.
Winchester
we have a Winchester. Load that puppy up. Now, our alternate for our Winchester is our scope. And the scope allows you to hear things a lot better. As you can hear, we can hear a corpse off to the distance. And that bleeping lets us know our scope's on. So turn that off. Okay.
Winchester equipped. MP5 equipped.
We have an MP5. And everybody knows what the MP5 is. Machine gun. Of course, what's nice about a machine gun?
Burst fire.
Turn on burst fire. That's much more satisfying. Now we also have an Uzi.
Burst fire.
Haha. Now, what's burst fire like with an Uzi? I would not want to be in the way of those bullets.
R15 equipped.
We have an R15.
Burst fire.
Looks like another rifle.
R15 equipped. Shortbow equipped. You have 100 arrows in reserve.
We have a bow. Because, you know, nothing like hunting with a bow, right? Then, we have a longbow. And a longbow is fun because you have different pullback rates. If you fired a bow, you know you can have a light draw,
heavy pull,
maximum pull, which means we pull the bow all the way back and pow. Of course, reloading a heavy draw takes a lot longer. But it's worth it. Okay, then we have what every zombie movie lover loves. A chainsaw. Because, you know, if you're going to take out zombies, you've got to do it in style. Press T to fire it up. And if we had zombies in the way, we could cut them up. Always press T to turn off your chainsaw because chainsaws use gas.
Then
we have an M40, which is a sniper rifle. Of course, we can use our scope to home in and look for things to shoot, which is not necessary in this case.
M60 equipped, add 100 rounds.
Now we have our M60. And,
weapon braced, one.
Brace fire, I believe, helps you fire faster. One thing is, it will do that at the cost of speed. Then finally, we have a minigun, and a minigun makes you walk very slowly. But when you want to fire the minigun, we brace it with T, and of course now we can't walk, we can aim, and, well, you know what's coming. Nothing, because I have to load it first. Oh, that's embarrassing. Okay, now you know what's coming. Ah, doesn't that feel good? So those are our weapons. We can also, with the grave key, pull out our field kit, load it up with med kits, and if we were injured, we would fire it like a weapon, and here we go. Of course, always switch back to another weapon so you don't waste your field kits. And if you are within 10 tiles of other players, you can heal them as well. Okay, so now we've talked about the weapons. We've gotten to fire them, which is fun. I always love firing things. Let's go to this gas station. I'm going to ignore the corpse for right now. I don't need them. I don't care. Not important. Of course, when I'm actually playing, that's a different story. So we're going to just head over to the gas station. And we're going to talk about something important, which is our sonars. Now, we can center this beep to help us. But again, we're going to run into a problem, I think.
Gas station driveway. Gas station parking lot. Gas pumps.
Yep. And I just ran into a gas pump. And
gas station.
You're probably like, Liam, how do you know that there's things in front of you? We have long and short range sonars. And those will give us stereo indications as to what's around us.
All right,
you can stop for a minute. You use your arrows to enable them. We have our left, our right, our forward, and our backward. Pressed with shift, they'll give us long range data. I prefer short range. Also, E, I believe. E turns on the surround radar. I don't use it personally, but everybody's different. So if I, as you can hear, I've got something in my way. So as I run up to it, yep. Now if I strafe to my right, I'm clear. And that blip lets you know that there's just room in front of you. So using this radar,
tracking safe zone, go east 100,
turn on
miles.
Our
tracking gas station, go west 25 times. West of west.
Hey, I might actually pick up whatever this is. And I just picked up a med kit. And I just picked up some more rounds. Alright, so let's head into the gas station here.
Leaving gas station parking lot.
Oh.
That's the south.
And the entrance is to the south. Okay.
Access loop. Tracking off.
Let's turn that off. Now, we are in the gas station, and this is where this sonar becomes really useful.
Walk. Candy aisle.
Now we're in the candy aisle, and I'm going to run into a wall.
Penny, east.
Let's see. We can drift left to right, I guess. And you will be able to find openings. Oh, tiny opening.
Current location is gas station.
Here we go.
Gas station parking lot.
Oh, we're back out of the gas
station. NE north, NW west. NW north, NW west, SW south.
Let's head back into the gas station.
NW west, NW north.
Head back into the gas station. Let's try this again.
NW west.
Oh, it's to the west. I am so sorry.
Station parking lot.
Okay, so we're back in here. Again, I am not the best at navigating.
Counter.
Counter. So we're at the counter. Oh, I have plenty of open space in front of me.
Counter. Frozen drink machine.
And I wish I could buy a drink from that, because I'm thirsty.
Drink aisle.
Now we're in the drink aisle.
South.
And I guess I could head down this aisle. Coming up to a machine of some sort.
Current location is Green Isle gas station, SE East. Candy Isle.
Now we're back in the candy aisle. So as you see, we can navigate around. And then in a small place like this, it's not really a huge deal, but we can turn our beacon back on.
Tracking gas station, go north 12 times.
To help us navigate to get back out of here. And there's an opening. Oof. I'll sidestep to try and get this beacon matched up. There we go.
Gas station parking lot.
And I'm out.
Tracking off.
So now that we've taken a look at navigating, let's do some shooting. I think that sounds fantastic. I'm all about putting holes in things.
Welcome to Swamp version 2. Multiplayer custom maps.
So we're going to custom maps.
User setting. Map set to multi-1. Present
multi-1.
The changes. Zombie set to 50. Present.
50 zombies, which I've set previously. I kind of did this before and had some trouble, so I went and did some brushing up on my firing.
Zombies spawn random.
Random zombies. No loot.
Start
default.
Fully armed.
Fully armed.
Launch map.
Launch map. Okay, let's go.
Any north, NW west.
So we know we gotta head west, and look, there are already zombies waiting for us outside. So, we'll proceed from here. You can hear
the
real close. This guy's real close. I think I can take him. Oh, or is he going away? I don't know. I don't like where he is.
SW.
No, he's in a really good position. I think there's a couple of them. So I'm going
to
rock and roll with my MP5.
Burst fire.
Put on burst fire. Aim up. Now that should get someone's attention.
Leaving in front of the safe zone.
Get this guy's attention. Of course, your goal is to center your target and get close enough where you can punch holes in him. Like that.
SE.
One thing to remember is that zombies
SE. South.
Get alerted to what's going on. Like this guy. Hear how he's walking faster? He knows something's not kosher in Denmark. Well, sorry, buddy. Bad day for you. Okay. So as you hear, as you noticed, probably I was using the mouse to do finite adjustments, which when you are got a group of zombies around you, you can't be strafing and making 45-degree turns. So,
west.
Let's go find some more zombies and try out my favorite gun, the minigun. I know there's more zombies around. Oh, look, I found one. Now, he's not as close as you think he is. And there's a couple of them. Ooh.
SW.
Which one do west. I want?
SW.
West. It's still tricky when you've got guys around you. Now, one thing we could do, we could pull out our sniper rifle and take a look around, which is okay. I think I'll do that.
M40 equipped. No round chambers. And you have 1,000.
Just put a round in.
Crouching.
Turn on my scope.
North.
Now, I wonder if I could take this guy out with my sniper. I'm such a bad sniper. Ha ha!
NW.
Oh, I think they know that I shot at them. Oh yeah, they know. Oh yeah, I don't think they're too happy. We better Glock these guys.
SW. North.
Who's SW. Next? How about you?
SW.
Ruining all my fun here. I really want to use the minigun on one of these guys. Won't be that guy.
West. NW.
How about you guys? Strafe a little bit. Now, one thing to keep in mind, objects like the gas pumps we saw earlier will not help your cause. They'll block your shots. So if you, it sounds like you have a straight shot, you may not. This should be a straight shot. Brace this puppy. Ooh, that didn't sound good.
West.
Of course. One of his zombie buddies noticed.
SW.
And that wasn't enough to get his attention. So I guess I'll unbrace. And I'm walking at the same speed he is. Because I'm carrying a very heavy gun. And I don't know if zombies can see or not. Because you think that it's a flat, broad, expansive area. But apparently that's not the case. So that's a little bit on firing and shooting. So let's take this into the real world and let's actually go and go online, shall we?
Main menu. Multiplayer game.
All right, so we're going to go online. We're going to do some online stuff.
Connecting to stay on the server is sponsored by donations from Jason Fair. Radio on standby. Radio off.
All right, I'm turning my radio off because I just don't want to hear what people are saying right now.
SW, West.
And normally when you start online, you start with
19 equipped, 15 of 15 rounds, and you have 76 rounds of
like 40 rounds of 9mm ammo and a Glock. I've got some other goodies in my bag. I've got the Browning here. I've got the Brunelli. Now, I'm going to sell the... I'm going to get rid of... I like the Browning because it makes big holes in things, and I don't care if stuff comes to bother me. So I'm going to go in, if we hit enter in a safe zone, we have a menu. We have get equipment,
donate equipment,
accept a quest, accept a quest, which we'll do,
lead a mission,
join a mission,
view my character,
our background,
a situation,
our goals. So that's all backstory, which you can read on your own.
And return, then to the
return to the game. Well, that returns to the game. Okay, so let us go and donate equipment. I'm going to donate this
Benelli.
How many do I want to donate? One.
Donated. Your reputation has increased to 70,809.
And as you guys hear, I have a lot of reputation. And that thing I did earlier, Shift-C, will actually give us information now.
You have 70,809 reputation at our level 11 with 32,939 experience. Your next level requires 37,450.
So as you see, I've got a ways to go. Oh, somebody's in here healing themselves. If you want to find out if players are around you, you can turn on the player tracker with shift enter.
Other players.
And we can hear, oh, look, there's little guys around us. So that's good to have so that you don't start firing at your friends, which is okay because apparently we are all immune to each other's bullets. Which is okay, because there'd be a lot of friendly fire. So this is helpful to have. So I'm going to go accept a quest.
Take zone accept. Leave. Accept a quest. Request placed. Rescue to check your current
quest. All right, let's see what we got to do.
For any number of nighttime missions, our people are sent out with flashlights. Every so often they are broken or lost, so we need you to head out and find us some more. Check any place that might sell miscellaneous goods, tools, or hardware.
Okay. We need a flashlight. Now, there's a couple stores we could check. We could check the Kmart, the hardware store... I think those are our two big ones. So let's go to the hardware store first, because it's smaller.
Dragon Pet Store goes out. No, Dragon Hardware Store goes out 100.
All right. So we're going to head on out. Now, like I said, this Pet gives you line of sight. So if I were to go straight south, into the wall I go.
Damn, we lost someone.
All right. People are playing with greetings. You can hit F and any number of letters to get your character to say something, which is really damn annoying. Shut up. Okay. Everyone's like playing with this stuff. So let's head on our way. And if we see some zombies, well, we're going to kill them. So let's head on out. Check my health really quick.
100% health. 102.
Okay, I'm all set.
Zero loaded. 98 total.
Oh, probably should load that gun. And actually, I'm going to switch to the Glock. I don't want to let all the zombies know I'm here. Now, like I said, we're going line of sight, which means... Oh, that's a bad guy. I think. Yeah, that was a bad guy.
East.
There's another bad guy.
North. Eddie.
He wasn't very thrilled that I killed one of his zombie compatriots. Or her zombie compatriots. Sounds cool. Oh, we have some loot.
You will have 20 rounds of .30 caliber ammo. South.
I will take some .30 caliber ammo, even though I really can't use it at this point.
Leaving Clarendon Avenue, behind the hardware store.
And I am behind the hardware store. Excellent. So we're going to go east.
Leaving behind.
And... we have a right sonar, which I'm going to use, which is going behind me. And I'm going to switch back to our forward-facing one. And I need to be careful now because zombies like to hang out. Like this guy. Ooh, reload.
South.
Always be ready for other zombies. Just because... because you've taken one target down.
Hardware store driveway.
Does not mean there's others.
SE. South. Leaving hardware store driveway. Hardware store driveway.
Like this guy. Got others?
SW. West. SW.
Oh, yeah.
Inventory equipped to act.
Now what the heck? And I missed.
Leaving hardware store driveway. Hardware store parking lot. Leaving hardware store.
And they didn't like that. There we go. Anybody else? Now, you're probably like, Liam, why are you shooting all these zombies? Besides the obvious.
South.
And one of the reasons is because killing things gets me reputation. And reputation lets me buy things. It also gets me experience. Careful, it's gonna get me killed.
Hardware store parking lot.
And I am not helping my cause.
Parking lot light.
Oh, that would be why. Oh, it's a big guy.
End up west.
I'm not doing too good here. I haven't even gotten into the... too many zombies today. You guys have to go before I can even go in here.
There we
go. Alright, let's go check out this. Oh. More ammo, okay.
And abort.
More guys that I have to take care of, or am I good? Can I finally go in this damn hardware store? Looks like I can't.
Alright, I'm
gonna turn off,
track off.
This tracking.
Any east.
Now, I need to go explore.
Leave and check out section. Any north. Garden supply.
To see if I can find the flashlights.
Any east. Any north and the west. Ladders and air compressors.
Fortunately, I have a
and the north.
Bad feeling. It's not in
garden supply. And the west.
That's one thing that's in here.
Leaving garden supply.
A zombie.
Tools and accessories aisle. And the north. Leaving tools and end up west.
Whoa! Another zombie.
S south.
Well, you're not going to be in here for much longer.
Leaving garden supplies. Power to aisle. Leaving power
to aisle. You're in a store. Always.
First location is Fleming Isle Hardware Store.
I'm careful. SE East. Because you never know when a zombie's gonna just jump out at you.
SE South. SE East. SE North. Yard Tools.
Which sucks.
Leaving Yard Tools. SE East.
As you explore these places too, you'll also get very familiar with.
SE South.
Where.
Checkout section.
Ooh. I made a whoopsie.
Leaving checkout section.
Wait, did I just hear it? Hold on. I swear I just heard a ping. That's what you're listening for.
Hardware store parking lot.
Is a ping, and I don't know if I just heard it or not.
South SW. West.
Sometimes my ears play tricks on me.
Let's go south.
Oh, that's one thing I hear.
West SW.
Someone else is killing zombies too, West. Which is okay with me.
Current location is hardware store. Out of doors. End up north.
I want to go check. One more
leaving
place.
End up west. Got it to five.
There we go.
End up west.
I'm going to be really embarrassed if I don't find this.
Bathroom section. West to south. Leaving bathroom section. Stay dial.
This is a pretty big hardware store.
Leaving stay dial. Second door maintenance. West to west. Leaving.
No.
Electrical. S up south, S east.
Let me go check this aisle.
Leave it. Yard tools.
Any yard
north.
Tools. Oh, some loot, I think. Maybe not.
Any east.
Yeah, I think I jumped the gun on that a little bit. Now I'm sidestepping, which yard helps tools. Sometimes when you want to find openings.
Leave it yard tools. Any east. Current location is hardware store.
Alright. Well.
SE south.
This isn't looking good.
Hardware store parking lot.
I see some other zombie friends. And only good, the only good zombie is a dead zombie. And you're still not dead. Now you're dead.
SE. South. Leaving hardware store parking lot.
And look! Some loot.
You will have a med kit.
A med kit.
90.2
which
SE.
I could use because it took a little bit of damage. Alright, I'm gonna go back to the Glock. I'm really showing off with this gun. Okay. Well, let's go check.
North. Any. East. SE.
Oh.
East. Any.
Another zombie. And a player.
Heart. East.
Let's go check the Kmart. I'd like to go find this so I can go home.
Go northwest 125 tiles, Broadway Road. Any north.
I'm gonna take Broadway North. Whoa.
Got my team shifted at all of the team tiles to match. West. SW.
Someone else got that zombie.
West. NW.
Which is north. Perfectly
north west
okay with
miles.
Me.
Intersection of Kerrigan and Broad.
No, ran into a car.
Abandoned car.
Ran into another abandoned car.
Leaving Kerrigan Avenue.
Someone's got to clean up these cars. Okay, back on Broadway. You can always hit V.
Current location is Broadway Road.
To hear where you are.
Go west 94 tiles, leaving Broadway Road.
And I should...
And west. More
than
business.
To... I'm going to have to go around this building.
And W. North.
Probably
and W.
Take out this little guy here. One nice thing about having other players around is
west.
There are times where you might get in a situation where you know you can really use a helping hand.
West, NW, west.
And so
west 61
having players really helps. because I would not want to take on all these alone.
East of the
I've kind of done it in some capacity, but it sucks. Still have the business on my left. It's a big store.
And double west.
And
go south 7, S double south. Behind the Kymark, leaving
behind the Kymark. Oh, I went the wrong way around it.
East.
Okay. And I think I heard a ping.
S east south.
So I want to go check this out.
Behind the Kymark.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
Behind the Kymark, leaving behind the Kymark. S east.
Definitely thought I heard a ping. Now, the Kymart has a back door, which unfortunately I can't always reliably find. So I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to go right in the front door. One thing to remember when you play is to try and memorize where the doors for certain things are. And somebody's... taking on some zombies. It's not sounding good for them. Sounding really bad, actually.
End up north. Entrance area.
Welcome to the Kymart. Okay, this place is huge. So don't panic.
Leave an entrance area.
And we're going to pick up some loot.
We found 12 shotgun shells.
Oh, we found some shotgun shells. So...
NW.
Okay, now north. Might be the time to panic. Oh no, he got him. Alright, whatever.
Any east.
So let's see if I can head down. So to our left are aisles.
Current location is Kymart. Produce section. Food display. Produce section. Food. Produce section. Any north. Current location is produce section of Kymart. Deli meats. Leaving produce section. Deli meats.
Need deli meats?
And west, and W, north.
You can get them here.
Leave in red rack.
That's one zombie that won't be bothering me anymore. Okay, now I thought I heard that ping coming from the back of the store.
And west. Inventory equipped. Scatter shot.
My back is against a wall. Not particularly where I want it to be.
End up north. See protection. End up west.
Do you seafood?
Leaving seafood section.
Do you like seafood? And I'm out of that. That's not reloaded.
SW south. SW. West. End up north.
Yes.
Meat section. Leave a meat section.
Okay, I hear it.
Storage room.
Here we go.
Whoa.
End up west.
End up north.
Okay. I got what I needed.
Return the item to the safe zone and donate it.
Okay, that was interesting.
End up west. S double south. Field kit equipped. Task 4 med kits loaded. And you have your health is 86 points, which is 8. Your health is 102.
Some field kits.
S east. South.
What do you say we get out of here?
S double west. Leaving storage room, storage room.
Oh, I hear.
Best up south.
Thought I heard. No,
leaving
whatever.
Storage room. Medication on. SE east.
Leaving. Let's just get out of here.
SE south. Bakery. Empty red rack. For the current location is from the set bakery.
Need some cookies. You can come to the
S the West bakery.
Come right there.
Oven. S the South. S the West. S the South bakery.
Alright, so I'm in the bakery. East, bakery. I really don't care to be in the bakery.
Any North. Bakery storage room.
Oh, we can go in the bakery storage room. Hey, cool.
NW North. Ovens. Bakery storage room.
Don't mind throwing the zombies in the ovens.
Ovens.
Let's find our way out of here. When you're not sure, sidestep.
Any east.
And listen for openings. Like,
current location is Bakery of Kaimar.
There's an opening.
Any north.
And there's an opening right there.
Current location is Bakery of Kaimar. Any east. SE south. Bakery. Current location is Ovens of Kaimar. SW. And the north.
I am not the best navigator.
Current location is Bakery.
I will admit that freely.
Current location is Bakery of any north. Current location is Bakery of Kaimar. Current location is Bakery of Kaimar.
Oh, I think I'm finally.
Current
out.
Location is Bakery of any east.
Ow.
Any north. Bakery.
Alright, where the hell is the door?
End of the west. Current location is Bakery. End of north. Any east.
If you guys give me a couple minutes, I'll find my way out of here.
Any east.
Probably.
Current location is bonus section. Any east. Any east. Any.
Okay. We're in the produce section.
Produce section. South. Any east. Any south. SW. West. Bakery. Oven. Bakery.
Oh.
S double south.
This is maddening.
Any north. Bakery. Current location is Bakery of Kaimar.
Let me out of here.
Any east.
I don't like cakes. Ow.
For the section.
You know, all I need for any now south. Is like a zombie to come
bakery.
In.
Leaving bakery. Seafood section. S double west.
Okay, finally I got out of the bakery. It's like a maze to get in. I don't even know
medication
how
aisle.
I got in.
Leaving medication aisle. Frozen food aisle. End up north. Leaving frozen food aisle. New section. Storage room. Seafood section. Any east. Leaving seafood. Deli meats. Leaving deli meats. Deli kitchen.
And there's the deli kitchen.
SE south.
Okay, I don't particularly want to go in there at this point.
Deli meats. For the section.
Here we go.
Food display. Leaving it. Kaimar parking lot. Tracking safe zone. Go northeast 137 miles.
All right, finally.
S double south.
All right.
SE east.
So let's go east.
Skybar driveway.
What I really could have done was gone through the,
Any.
Ooh. Okay. North. I'll take that. What I really could have done was gone through the, found the back door and gone north from there.
Go north 86 times.
I opted not to, though. So, as you can see, it is, you know, you do have to learn to navigate. That bakery is a great example of a real pain in the neck.
Hurry up. Place.
East. And we're gonna head east now. Into the safe zone we go. And zombies cannot follow you in there, which is nice. I'm going to donate this flashlight that I found.
Your reputation has increased to 71,169.
Hey, cool. Now, I found some other things I can donate.
5.56 mm ammo donated for 15 reputation points. You have one of this item.
I have one of those.
You must have at least 25.5.
Don't have enough of that.
Medkit donated 0.30 caliber donated for 12 reputation points. You have one of this item.
I have one of those.
Donated. Your reputation has increased to 7. Arm guards donated. Browning Satori donated.
Got second cell.
Metal shin pads. Kevlar vest donated. Small silencer donated. Shotgun shells donated for field kit donated. You must have at least Glock 19. You may not donate your axe. Safe zone.
Nothing else.
Tracking off.
So, we ran a quest. Was not the quickest that, you know, quest that we've ran. But it should give you an idea of what this is like. Okay, so you're probably listening to this and going, well, gee, you know, where can I play? This is really fun. I enjoyed the last 50 minutes or so. And it's really simple. You can visit kaldobsky.com, which is kaldobsky.com/audio games. And audio games is all one word. And you can see all the games he's written. And Swamp is right on that page. And there is a readme with info in it. And I mean, I've just scratched the surface. I haven't gotten to talk about missions or leveling or perk points or anything like that. But a lot of this is for you to discover. And I recommend that you go check it out. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's fun. And it's a really good way to kill some time. So once again, it's kaldobsky.com, kaldobsky.com/audio games. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'll see you guys next time.